team in any league, in any land in the world.
Listen, yeah. Welcome to the Real Pundits podcast. Real people, real topics, real conversation. Guys, listen, yeah. Welcome to the Real Pundits podcast. Yeah, I'm your host, Ryan, aka R-Step, is it? Yeah, real people, real topics, real conversation. You get me? All real up in here, you get me? Like, share, comment, subscribe, do the lot, yeah? And big up all the people that are shouting out as well. I respect the team. Another thing, if you ain't got the Cozy Club, please get
the headphones. Look how he's trying to present my brand, man. No pressure.
Listen, Cozy Club. You get me? Cozy Club, you get me? If you ain't got it, make sure you get it, you get me? But listen though, I'm gonna introduce the panel. Let me just get my headphones in. Yeah? To my left of me.
Levi. LV. L's. Yeah, me, whatever you wanna call it.
Big up LV.
Representing United still.
And then next to him, the big man himself.
We got Suar from the South still, or Max.
I listen, guys, if you could tell me...
City still, though.
Listen, if you could tell me someone from London who supports City...
Please let me know, mate.
You heard him say he's from South London, but he supports Man City, so I'll let you guys...
Big up my granddad.
That's an L. But hey, listen, we move. Next up, mate, we got Mr. Cozy Club, Thomas Tuchel.
The gaffer. We got the gaffer.
And then next to him, fresh trim today. Look at you, fresh trim.
Full of pod, man.
Yeah. You got Big Pereira.
Fresh trim.
He's live in the flesh, you get me? But yeah, listen, again, like, share, comment, subscribe, do the lot, yeah? So, today's discussion, right? It's a big one still, I can't lie. We're doing the best title winning side in the last decade. So from 2010 to 2019, yeah? And we've all voted. We've all put our top 10s, and what I've done is I've calculated it, and we've all come to the last 10. So the ones that have voted is Michael, Dejan, Wesley, myself, Tommy, Hugo, David, and Max. Obviously, LP hasn't. He's a new one. He's just come on. Yeah.
It was a last minute call in.
last minute call up. Yeah. So to get us started. Yeah, there's been a couple howlers today. So
wait, do you want to just talk through who the title winning sides were? In the last 10 years, that's true.
So 2010 was Chelsea, 2011 was United, 2012 was City, 2013 was United, 2014 was City, 2015 was Chelsea, 2016 Leicester, 2017 Chelsea, 2018 City, 2019 City. And sorry for the Liverpool fans, you're not included in this
one. You might even relevant still.
So you might not be relevant. So yeah. So we're going to get straight into it, yeah? There's been a couple howlers, so don't worry. We're going to draw you lot out, yeah? So in 10th position, and I mean rock bottom 10.
Serious. Let's see.
You've got... the 2011 Man United.
What?
Bro,
that's
at 10. That's understandable.
That's at 10.
That's understandable.
At 10?
Hold on, when I come through with the points, bro, it's understandable.
You know what it is, yeah?
At 10.
Man were meaty anyway.
I can't lie, I don't really remember that year.
Do you have who's in the squad that year? Who was in that squad?
Yeah. Cool.
Berbatov was there.
So we got Van der Sar.
Coming to the end.
Coming to the end. Yeah. We got Raphael. We got Evra, Vidic, Ferdinand, Fletcher, Carrick, Giggs. Who's that? Nani, Rooney, Berbatov. Those are the main ones. Those were the starting 11.
Do you know what it is? So yeah, hold on. You're telling me that starting 11 is worse than Leicester's starting 11?
Hear me out when I tell you this though. Think about your team. It was under decline. None of them were at the pomp of their powers. You see what I'm saying?
No, but them man was still cold though. Don't forget, because 2 years later, we still won the league.
But listen though.
You can't say we declined, because if we never won the league after that, I hear that. Yeah. But we still won the league after.
You man got
at number 10. That's a howler, bro. Who put them at number 10?
So who put them at number 10? Yeah.
Let's see the names, isn't it?
Wait, who did David put at 10th place?
Leicester.
Yeah, bro. Listen.
Of course,
Leicester. What?
Yeah, he put Leicester.
For a country mile.
2011. Dejan was the only one who put them 10th. Michael put them 9th. Wesley put them 9th. I put them 9th.
See, bro.
I put them 9th.
We're in the same in tune, bro.
You know what? The highest person to put them was Michael. He put them 7th.
Yeah,
bro, but we're in tune, bro.
Because was that the season when what's his name? David Makeda did that turn and he whipped it in against Aston Villa.
That was the year.
Did you man still have Giggs playing banging right left wing?
He was on and off.
I can't lie.
He was still playing left wing.
On the wing.
Was it really?
Yeah.
So what was Giggs playing?
Rotation.
I can't lie though, I don't really remember that as memory.
Yeah, but remember though, you're only like 11, 12 years old. We're all young, but
can't lie, man.
But you know what I'm saying?
Still in prime,
that's what I'm saying. That's why you're forgetting.
I don't bear my age.
But what do you call it? You know what you got to remember? You got to remember the other 10 league title sides.
Yeah.
And when you think about the other ones that have won it, compared to that United team, yes, on paper, that United team is good.
Yeah.
But pretty much everyone else, I'd say, that's won the league since then have been better, bar Leicester. If you think about the 2013 Man United side, when Scholes came out of retirement, Alex Ferguson's last year, you've got to say Van Persie.
That team was different. Yeah,
Van Persie really didn't come that season.
Yeah, that team was different.
We're not saying, remember, it's the best, it's the worst out of the best.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's not.
How many points did they get that season? Do you know?
I'm looking at it's 81.
So who was second?
Chelsea. Yeah.
With how many points?
I think it's 78.
81 points for a title.
I hear that. But we're talking about the sides though, man. Like we're talking about the top 10. We're talking about the best sides. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So we're looking at that. They're 11. What was Chelsea's 11?
That year. Let me figure it out, man. Can't lie. Obviously, that drug, but
it's probably the same.
But it's probably the same one as the 2010.
Yeah. They had their core there, John Terry, Ashley Cole.
They had all of it in it, so.
But you can agree that 10th is.
Alright, cool. The only reason why I won't have them 10th is the Leicester shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you lot, I'll happily put 2011.
So you did put them 10th?
Who?
You put them 10th? United.
I'll put them 9th.
Oh, put Leicester 10th.
Oh, okay.
Say and that's the thing is, I know we haven't gone to Leicester yet, but I think.
That's a big gap, though. It's a big gap between the United and Leicester. The gap's big, you know.
We don't know.
I'm looking at the points. It's big.
Do you know why it's big? Because people get like nostalgia and think that Leicester team done wonders. That year, Leicester won the league. Do you know who was second and third? I think it was Arsenal
was second.
Arsenal and Spurs.
Yeah.
Well, Tottenham were actually in the title race.
Tottenham were in the title race.
We'll get on to Leicester.
That team was needy,
though. That 2011 team, it was good, innit? But like I said, innit, like. Work compared to the other teams, bar Leicester, they sit right rock bottom or ninth.
I disagree with that.
Why do you disagree with that, Ovi?
That is the team that made me fall in love with football.
Yes, sir.
I'm not gonna lie.
Say it again.
Seeing Nani, Rooney, bro, that is class. That's for me. Never 10.
That's what I'm saying, man.
For me, it's top 5 even. Can't lie.
Wazza, you remember Wazza? Come on, man.
But it's not all that, man, compared to the
midfield and the defence as well.
Do you know what I mean? And back then, the top goal scorer was like Berbatov and that with like 20 goals, 21 goals. That's not.
You forget, Berbatov was a baller, you know?
No. I rate Berbatov.
Berbatov was a baller.
Was it not like 2 seasons ago, like, what? Aubameyang, Mane, Salah, they all finished like 20 goals or something like that. And they all got more golden boot. I know it was low 20s, so it's not that bad when you think about it.
The thing is, when you think about that United team, they didn't have an out-and-out goal scorer. They had 3 players that were bad.
Yeah. We'll move on to number 9.
Yeah.
We spoke about them a lot.
Shout out Michael in the building. He's decided to turn up 40 minutes late. I don't know if he wants to make an appearance in front of the camera. He's too shy.
They have a chair to bring
you. Nah, mate. Sorry,
it's a standing thing.
You have to stand over there, mate. Sorry about that, mate. But yeah, listen, number 9, is Leicester. And I just want to say Dejan put them number 1.
Funka! Funka! Funka!
Dejan put that stinker, man.
You know it is. That's like what I said. People get sucked into the fact, raw Leicester. They were fighting relegation a year before.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's probably once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah, but do you know what is here? Where I feel like with Leicester. I couldn't even remember the years that United won the league, but I can remember that Leicester won it, that 15-16 league, innit? Mm. You can remember because it's like a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity where I think Leicester are going to win the league. But when you actually look at the team was needy.
But it was good, they gelled.
It was Mahrez, Vardy and Kante. That's
but
it.
Drink water, man. Apart from Mahrez,
Vardy and Kante, none of those other 11 players are getting into any other like top six sides.
Schmeichel, what's his point?
It was a needy team.
It was a needy team.
If Arsenal did their thing that season, they would have won it.
Hold on. Name me another needy team that has even got to this point of winning the Premier League.
They won it by luck, bro.
No, they didn't.
They won it by luck.
I disagree on that. The thing is, they dominate. They kept grinding out results and it just didn't stop.
Yeah,
bro, facts. They were going to
and everyone
City,
else was dropping
them
points.
You can't say that.
I think this is why they're ninth in my book. When you compare them to the other title winning sides, if it was 11v11, is that Leicester beating any of the other teams?
Maybe 2011. I don't think they are.
Against Sir Alex Ferguson, you know.
Mahrez. What? Like, this is Mahrez. Mahrez?
Mahrez in his prime. He's not going to be too ever like that, though.
Bro, compare. Mahrez is maybe better.
He's not. But what are you talking about?
Mahrez in his prime.
So you're telling me Ranieri's 4-4-2 Leicester is beating Sir Alex Ferguson's Man United?
Do you think that?
Think about that.
Think about that.
2011
This is a howl of
I get what David's saying. Ryan said something like that. Everyone else was terrible that season, you remember?
But man, you can't just say that Leicester winning it is because
I swear that was the same season Chelsea finished 10th.
Chelsea finished 10th, that's what I'm saying.
Everyone else, Man City and Man United finished level on points, just about, bro,
that we got into Champions League and they didn't get into Champions League because of goal difference.
Let's just agree that Leicester would have come last if it wasn't for Dejan.
Dejan put them first, bro.
That's interesting, that's nostalgia, but you might be prosecuted for that. You know you can be prosecuted for that. You got them sixth, Tommy put them seventh, Mike put them sixth. I can't lie, you know why, because for me I look at football as in look.
You know that the top teams, we've got Man City, we've got Arsenal, sorry to say, Tottenham as well, sorry to say. Then we've got Liverpool.
Arsenal not top 10 anymore, bro.
Another conversation.
Leicester won a Premier League, like, that's crazy.
I can't lie.
This is self-explanatory, a Premier League, bro.
It was a bang every time.
And they even got into champ, like, it's great, like, in terms of changing the whole... What's the word I'm looking for? It changes the whole
dynamics.
Football. Like you always have the best. Like for example, the Germany. But I mean, it will always win it. Always win it. Let's just say Wolfsburg win it. You gotta see the.
And that's why we're against the Super League. But that's for another day.
That's for another day. My pick was influenced because my bar is biased. That's another conversation. Mahrez is balling, bro. You can't say Mahrez is biased. Hashtag Glazers out. Mahrez was a baller that season.
Didn't he win PSA?
Actually, oh man, them look.
Mahrez is still balling.
So if you're holding on that fluke thing, and holding that Leicester, you know, everyone else was dead. 2011 United, I just checked, 80 points. Leicester got more points. So does that? So 2011, Man United got 80 points that season
because the league was harder.
Yeah,
then.
But the quality of the league,
Was harder then.
The league was harder. The points were more.
Exactly. The points thing doesn't really add up, you know.
Bro, Chelsea has 71 points. That's 79. That's how long. City 71.
Anyway.
But
it's neither here nor there.
So where are we in terms of comparison of everyone's list? How are you doing it?
Because I'm a bit late. How are we doing this?
Nah, so we've established 10th was United on the score.
Which season?
2011. And then 9th was City. 8th, we're going to move on straight into 8th. This was a close one. From 8th till about 6th was very tight. But 8th was 2014. City.
Wait, where did everyone put that
so obviously City fan put them six.
Was that the season that Aguero got that?
Dejan, you're having a stinker, yeah? You put 2014.
Wait, is he
ninth. You put them ninth. Wesley, you put them third.
I put them third. Did you say
third?
Put them third.
Yeah.
What?
Explain that to me.
Explain that to me.
You know that Yaya Toure season, but we're looking at the side.
We're talking about individual performances. Okay, I say he's up there because the numbers are crazy.
David Silva, let me explain the thing.
Yeah.
That's prime David Silva.
Yes.
Yaya.
Yes.
You've got Aguero firing.
Okay.
The money's coming into Man City and they're establishing
them. He told me three players, bro.
Yeah.
We're talking about 11s, best Premier League 11s. I'm talking about
Vincent Kompany at the back, Zabaleta in his prime. Do you know what I mean?
I'll read out the squad, innit? Yaya Toure, Zabaleta, Nazri, Fernandinho, Negredo, Dzeko, Joe Hart, Milner, Navas, Kolarov, Garcia, Kompany, David Silva, Demichelis, Sergio Aguero, Clichy, Jovetic. No, I'm looking at the team.
I can tell you the 11 that I used to see week in, week out. We used to play a 4-4-2. Then you had David Silva on the right and Nazri on the left. That's cold.
Yeah.
Then you got Yaya Toure and Fernandinho.
Yeah.
Left back.
Fernandinho was better.
I'm not gonna lie to you, the team was great, but it wasn't like third best.
Do you know why I think I put it first? Wesley's got to explain. He came to me.
Oh, they were on a thing of United were like destined to win it. Yeah. There were 6 games last, and you come to me that last minute Aguero comes. Yeah. Then I hear that. All right, cool. But you're talking to me about their best 11.
Yeah.
It wasn't really destined to win. You know what it is?
That Yaya Toure season and David Silva, what they done that year. It was crazy. We wasn't destined to win the league, though.
Remember, bro, Liverpool about what, 10 points clear or something like that? And they bottled it.
Yeah, that was Gerrard's season where Gerrard slipped. That's their captain. That was their captain. But you know where they threw away, weren't that Chelsea game? It was the Palace. They were 3-0 up at Palace. So City came first with 86 points, Liverpool 84, Chelsea 82.
That's a close league.
What's the title race, bro?
That's a title race.
Chelsea made up there.
Bro, but I can't lie, though. It's not third best, though.
It's never third best. I'm curious.
Listen to this.
When it comes to it, innit? I just want to find out.
I put Chelsea 2016, 2017.
That's third.
I put them fourth, I think.
16, 17.
I did.
When we come to that team,
we'll come to that.
Let's move on to 7.
This is joint 6.
So we'll decide who's six and seven.
We're going to decide who's six and seven. The joint is 2013 United.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 2015 Chelsea. Now, I'm going to... Listen. I'm a Chelsea fan, yeah? Chelsea fan. United, that year was better.
100%, bro. Yeah.
Okay. Van Persie.
That's not even a debate.
Goals.
Oh, you might forgetting that goal that he scored. We're really fully different. Like, come on, man.
That Man U squad is
kind of...
Yeah, but Chelsea...
It was a media. I think the team...
Can I put up a defence for Chelsea? Fabregas and Costa.
That's what I mean.
You're picking out individual players, though.
No, the way we play, but under Mourinho, Mourinho's come back. Solid backline, brung JT back into the defence. Do you know what I mean? Gary Cahill next to him. It was a solid partnership. And then you had Costa causing riot. But Fabregas, but then
isn't that the same as Rooney and Van Persie, bro?
Yeah.
They caused
Hazard. Hazard in that season, for me, that's his best season for me. That's Hazard.
But I think the 2016-2017 Chelsea side blows that other 15-16 out of the water.
I agree with that story.
That's what I'm saying. I'm putting... But that's United.
You want a squad for United?
We'll talk about that when we get to that
one.
Yeah?
Alright,
cool.
I swear Chicharito was out here playing. Jasmine Hernandez, don't forget about him. He was a baller, man.
Van Persie.
He had his moment.
Don't say baller.
He was cleverly in that side. Van Persie really was carrying you, man.
Yeah, no,
I'm going to go start with Chelsea, yeah? So you've got Hazard, Ivanovic, Schürrle, Terry, Cahill, Matic.
Oh,
Willian, Fabregas, Courtois, Aspilicueta, Drogba, Oscar, Costa, Ramirez.
Oscar Ramirez. Yeah, man, bro.
Yeah. You get me?
Rooney
or Drogba?
No, not right now. Time. If you don't play it to him, you're off. You're on a bench.
So I'll read out the squad, yeah. So Van Persie, Carrick, Evra, Valencia.
Like, share, comment, subscribe, do the lot. Real people, real topics.
Bro, you
Ferguson looked at that squad and thought, yeah, I'm ducking.
He's never got back.
Or Man United, think what comes. So start with Michael.
Who do you start?
Chelsea's clear.
Chelsea's
clear.
You might know about none other than United.
That's it.
Yeah, that's biased though.
It's not biased.
You say your one.
No, Chelsea stuck. Okay, Chelsea, mate.
You? Yeah, sorry. So we've got two votes each. And then I'm going to go yours first.
No. Where's Lee go first?
No. I can't lie, it's Chelsea.
Chelsea.
I'm a Man U fan.
He's a Man U fan.
You have to be realistic, man.
That team was never meaty. It was never meaty. It was a team that gelled well.
You know what it is?
They gelled well.
I'll be honest, yeah.
And you can't say
every person on that team, bar De Gea, was on a decline.
Yeah.
They reached their peak.
That was his last season, bro.
After that, he was meaty, bro.
Went to Fenerbahce or something like that.
That was like two seasons.
Then, man, they want to pay him. He was a cold player, man.
Did you remember?
Van Persie was cold, on his decline. He still could have banged another season like that.
Did we have Werbeck at them times?
Yeah,
hundreds. Man, they were coming
around. Midfielders.
If Chelsea played that way,
cleverly.
I don't know what Carrick
was on the decline.
Who won that season? season out of Man U and Chelsea? I would love to know.
What season?
Oh, Lacazette in that the sixth draw.
Yeah.
Any chance you can get that up?
Could you pull it?
He won that year, Chelsea.
What? Which one? 2013 or 2015?
The one, Alex the season where... Yeah, the season where...
Alex Ferguson.
Yeah, yeah. Who was striker for Chelsea that season?
I think, no, but that year, I think... Who did we have? I think we had Andre Villas.
Was it not Torres? Was it not Torres was still a striker?
No, we had, what? 2013?
No, 2013. Was it Torres still there?
You know, I just Villas Boas, I think we had.
I heard another season.
Who was still a striker? Was it Torres?
We had... Dembaba. Dembaba? No, it might have not even been there by then, we had Drogba still.
Just get it up, lads.
That's poor though, man.
Oh, United won.
What's the ball games?
3-2 United.
Yeah.
And then 3-3.
To be honest, yeah, I'm keeping it
real. That's terrible. In the tower, so going to Chelsea's 14-15 season, 15-16 I think.
No, 14-15
and see what the result was between them and United.
I'm sure Chelsea killed them twice. Because David
without Alex Ferguson, that Gale. United squad,
was it like Louis van Gaal was a manager?
Moise? No, not 14-15 it weren't.
He got
a few moments later.
He got
from here, I'm seeing 1-1.
What's your result?
You know, but that's Mourinho, man. He likes all players.
Yeah. Alright, so we agree that in seventh was Man United 30.
Yeah. And in sixth, is the 2015 Chelsea
team, bro.
Mediti first.
Never Mediti.
So now we're going.
Where'd you put them on your list? Cleverly and Cash.
Yeah, we're going straight into number five, yeah? So number five.
Should I say that again, Ryan?
I think the top five is going to be interesting. So number five, we got 2012 Man City.
Huh?
Aguero!
So well, this is where I have a problem, because the 14-15 City side was better than the 2012 City side.
13-14. The 13-14 one.
Yeah. 13-14. Was that even a good team? Dead. Mancini. Wasn't it Mancini?
Was that even a good team?
Hold on.
You know what it is? I look at my list here. I've done a howl lot. I would replace the 2014 to 2012. Can't count.
But you know what it is? Once again, it's because the tie went right down but to the last day. Yeah, so Man United, they
89 points, though. That's a lot of points, you know.
Yeah,
89 points, though.
That's what I mean. That's why it was a more competitive season. But I don't think the team was better, if that makes sense.
When I look at that team back then, no one was at their actual peak or prime even. Everyone just came in. David Silva maybe came in the season before. This was Aguero's first season. Yeah, sorry, that's another season as well.
Balotelli.
Balotelli though.
that was his only assist in the Premier League.
Only assist ever, bro.
That was his only assist in the Premier League.
Swear
that was the only assist.
Our team, I was only 12 in it, so I can't even remember it like that, but the team wasn't as great.
That was
13-40 was good. 13-40 was the bro, we were wavy in that season. So it kind of is.
So this is fifth, isn't
it? It's just the fifth.
Wait, I'll say
it's
just the fifth. What fifth in each individual list?
Well, 2012, I just feel like 2012. Might actually put in third. Dejan put in third.
Third?
Where's he put them seventh?
I put them fourth. I never put them
third. Me and Tommy put them fourth.
I never put them third.
Hugo put them tenth.
You put them third.
You put them seventh.
Yeah. Wait,
tenth. He needs to explain that one, dude, man.
Tenth.
How is that worse than the Leicester side?
What?
For me, I based that on, as I said before, Leicester are done in terms of changing the dynamic of the team winning the Premier League. That's not always.
That was our first Premier League title in 60 years, bro.
For me, it was based on Leicester being the first team to break the dynamic of the top six teams winning the Premier League standard.
We weren't even top six at that, though. We just got pumped their money about a couple of years before.
Nah, he's talking about.
Oh, so now you say that.
I'm talking about like actual performance. Good football to see. Actually watch and see that.
So we'll go straight into number four.
What number four?
2010, Chelsea.
Who is that team again?
Where's he put them second?
Hugo
put them first.
Ancelotti, Chelsea, one of the best Chelsea teams.
Michael put them second.
Could you put remind me of the team again, please?
Yeah, right, that's
Anelka, Drogba,
Malouda.
I put them fifth. That front three banged.
Who was at the back? It was JT and Alex.
Was it Real Morales? We had Ivanovic that year, you know?
Yeah,
we had Ivanovic.
Oh, he's underrated right back, you know.
He's best right back in Premier League.
Yeah, he's one of the best. One of them. Yeah. I feel like people don't speak on his name.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see Alex. Oh yeah, I do. Yeah, Alex was there.
Yeah.
Alex and JT centre back.
Yeah. Who was your midfield again? Was it
Lampard? Oh, we had Maluda. Maluda was cold, you know.
Was Mikel there them time?
Mikel.
Yeah.
Deco, Joe Cole.
I believe Anelka
was playing for the right wing in that season, wasn't it?
SCL. I think that was the same season, yeah, we bucked Liverpool in the champs and it was that mad 4-4 game. I think that might have been the same year, you know.
You reckon? I don't know if it was 2010.
That was a mad match.
Yeah.
So they're fourth.
I think no one can argue that.
Oh, I would have put him a bit higher.
In terms of Ivanovic being, you say legendary, right back, yeah?
Oh, I see, he is.
So then he's top what? When you say legendary, where are you putting him?
He's got to be top five right back.
Top five for me. Another day.
All right, Gaffer.
So we'll go straight into number three, yeah? 2017 Chelsea.
Yeah,
I think they're rightfully.
That's the right spot.
I think they're great, but I do think Ancelotti's team was better.
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
Personally.
Nah. Do you know why I think they're third, yeah? Conte brought that free batting.
He revolutionised the back with Alonso and Victor Moses, bro.
Are you dumb? That was crazy.
Let me just tell you, Conte made David Luiz look amazing. Yes, sir. Amazing. Yes, sir. Amazing. But for me, what I loved, yeah, was that... Your front three, the way you played, like going back to the games, yeah.
Hazard and Costa, cool, yeah. Mate.
Hazard would change the game.
Slapped up your team.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't Pedro. Yeah, the colours. Pedro and William.
Yeah,
Hazard on it. Yeah. Yeah.
Diego Costa. But you know what it is though? I look at that season. Obviously, I'm not being too biased in it, but one big factor why we won is we was not in Europe.
We only had the FA Cup that year. Think about the other factor. If it wasn't for that slapping that you took to Arsenal when you went to the Emirates, that formation would have come in.
We have never. Where was it?
You guys got slapped.
Yeah,
by Arsenal.
You did.
That's why he went to the back.
Back-to-back league. 32 million for him, are you mad?
Imagine, Arsenal
are going to buy Xhaka the same year. Maybe. 35 mil.
And to come to a couple of years later. Shocker.
Yeah.
So that's absolute shocker. But yeah, that was a bit easy.
Diego Costa up top, man.
Diego Costa, brilliant.
20 goals that
year. I used to love him, man.
20 goals that year.
That passion that he had on the pitch, bro, was amazing.
Hazard that year. That was when it was either Hazard or Sanchez,
the best in the league.
100%.
I think Hazard won
Kante won the play.
There's two Man City teams that
are. No, I'm talking about the same. For me, it's number one. As a City fan, I think it's number one. I always feel like it's number one.
What, 18-19?
One, we was actually in a tower race. Nobody competed with us. Two, that the game, every time, we couldn't lose. If we lost in that 14 game run, Liverpool would have won. Remember this. When it came to the Etihad, if they won, they would have got 100 points, Champions League, and probably would have won the league. Would have done something.
Is the 18-19 side where Vincent Kompany scored a banger from?
Yes. But you know what it is? Obviously, you're a City fan, so I hear that, yeah. But that 2018, obviously, as a full like, neutral point of view, yeah. That 19 season was better. Because it was like competitive and that.
Yeah, that's what
that 2018 season when that dominated.
We came
the prem,
just,
bro.
So, just to say, just to say, Kevin De Bruyne wasn't in that side.
Bernardo Silva. We need to remember Bernardo Silva.
Raheem Sterling, David Silva, and even De Bruyne.
Can we just establish the Centurions? Centurions that came first, they won the treble.
No.
What?
Yeah.
The domestic treble.
No, what you did didn't. You we won Europa League 2018.
Won that, man. Shut up, man.
You didn't want nothing in Europe.
You were in the Europa League, bro, with meaty man like you.
Yeah, bro. You only reached your final league goal, bro.
I said Thursday
you're
night.
Dead.
What? Because you slapped Arsenal.
No,
slapping what?
Have you tasted Europe? Have you tasted Europe?
We're not in Europa League, bro.
You're not. You're never gonna win.
We're not too much Europa League.
Nah.
Ryan, you might be held to
run through 10-1. Run
3 10 to 1. Yeah. We got, cool, blimey. Sorry about that, mate. So United 10.
Never 10th.
Leicester City 9th. 8th City 2014. 7th United 2013. 6th Chelsea 2015. 5th City 2012. 4th Chelsea 2010. 3rd Chelsea 2017. 2nd 2019 City. 1st 2018. See,
my boys.
Let us know in the comments if you agree with us.
Yeah.
Do you change?
Let us know if anyone has had any howlers.
Not me, obviously.
Obviously, Dejan's not on the podcast,
but it's cool. You've had a
stink up.
But yeah, again, like, share, comment, subscribe, do the thing. And yeah, next episode. See you then.
Like, share, comment, subscribe, do the lot. Real people, real topics.